Thunder Bay, local food vendors aren't happy with the fees that the city charges to be at public events. Two local vendors have voiced their displeasure about the high cost. This year's Canada Day celebrations at the marina were only scheduled for 5 hours, which is not cost-effective, said Justin Stamm, who owns the novelty food truck Mini Donut Shop. When the event was longer, it was more feasible, fiscally, to pay the larger fees, but now the event is shorter. The fees are too high. Your overhead is just too high to want to set up there. It's not fiscally responsible. Stamm noted that other large festival-type events have lower fees. He said he was advised to contact city council members to discuss returning celebrations to longer hours and having more activities, such as fireworks. Stamm said he'd be more willing to pay the high fee if the event were longer, but otherwise, he's not interested in the risk. Epic Cones also voiced their concern on Facebook that the high cost is deterring them from attending similar events like the Teddy Bears Picnic. Screenshot from Epic Cones' Facebook page voicing their displeasure with the high cost of vendor fees at city-run events. July 2024. Epic Cones, Facebook. How do I pay for the spot, plus my staff, plus my overhead cost, etc.? I don't mind paying fees, but I am not a food vendor selling $12 to $17 items. I mainly sell $3.50 to $4 cones at these events. I refuse to increase my prices based on the city charging ridiculous fees. So I choose to go elsewhere. Just sucks cause we are the only nut-free business and so many kids enjoy our treats that cannot enjoy anything else. I would pay $200 all day, but $400 and $750 for Canada Day is not in my budget. Karen Cottolf, special events developer for the City of Thunder Bay, said the city has different vendor fees for their events. For something like Canada Day, to be a food vendor with full service, with water and electricity, that is $750. All of our events vary just depending on the audience that we are thinking that's going to be coming and the hours that they're running, she said. This year, for an event like Teddy Bear's Picnic, the vendor fee is $375, Cottolf said, adding that it's lower if you're not using electricity. Some vendors said the price to set up at city-run events has increased significantly, but Cottolf said that is not the case. Back in 2017 and 2018, these really were our food vendor fees. Through COVID, obviously, we had to make a lot of changes, Cottolf said. Events weren't happening, and then when they did come back, we knew that the numbers just wouldn't be there. Also, because for local businesses, it was very tough for them. We did lower the fees back then. Fees are returning now to what they previously were, Cottolf indicated. Stamm said there could be the possibility of lowering his food prices at the festivals if the city would cut the vendor fee, which would help satisfy the patrons even more. Another suggestion from Stamm was to charge different fees for different types of vendors. Novelty vendors that only sell specialty items like him would pay one rate, while others who sell more and various items could pay a different fee. While these are only ideas, Stamm has no interest in attending Canada Day with the city in the future and instead will focus on more cost-effective events and locations in the city. Epic Cones indicated they aren't interested in raising their fees. I just want them to be reasonable. I want them to work with us. Katie Nichols is a local journalism initiative reporter with Newswatch.